North Pole Mayor Mike Welch says the city council considered four bidders for the water system expansion project in a January 30th meeting before choosing HC Contractors.
We actually had a special meeting just so we wouldn't have to wait till February 3rd because time was of the essence. They wanted to get started on this.
Welch says work will begin next month and be completed by fall of next year. He says so far about 185 people and a few businesses around Moose Creek have signed up to be connected to the North Pole water system.
That's a big increase of customers.
The mayor says those new customers will boost the total number of homes and businesses hooked up to the North Pole water system to about 1,300. And he says people in Moose Creek can still sign up for the service.
They need to contact the director of city services, Mr. Bill Butler.
The Pentagon is paying for the nearly $30 million project because the substance that contaminated the groundwater beneath Moose Creek came from Eielson Air Force Base. The perfluorinated chemical compound called PFAS likely came from the use of firefighting foam at the base. Welch says the Air Force supported bringing in the water from North Pole in part because the city's already expanded its system to residents affected by groundwater contamination from another source, the old North Pole refinery, which leaked an industrial solvent called sulfalane.
We're the ones that were chosen as the best capable entity to provide the water because we had the experience of taking care of the sulfalane project.
The mayor says North Pole's more than halfway done with expanding the system to parts of town affected by the sulfalane contamination. And he says that project more than doubled the number of municipal water customers from 540 to about 1,100. And he says all those new customers, including the new ones in Moose Creek, should help keep the price of city water service stable.
Economies of scale will help keep the cost consistent or even go slightly down.
But Welch says the city may have to add another maintenance worker or two in the years ahead to respond to problems that may occur in the expanded water system, which after the Moose Creek project will include about 51 miles of pipe. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.